Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Conventional wisdom here on Planet Thought Leader is that stories are better than facts. They are more persuasive because they are more emotional. Stories are fun and facts are boring. Well, Aja Radin just proved that when positioned right, facts can give stories a run for their money. Here are two ways Radin positions facts that we might want to copy. First up, Radin sets up facts as a secret. Several times during her interviews, she'd start with, "Here's what De Beers won't tell you." Now, this right here makes anything she says next intriguing. Why? Because it's hidden, and because someone powerful doesn't want you to know about it. That's going to make anyone lean in and pay attention. Now, in our world, we can do the same thing. Something like, "Here's what gets rarely discussed," or "Here's what gets missed in all the noise." Now, those versions work when there's not a strong villain to rail against. Second, she combines facts with on-the-ground impact. She makes it personal. For example, Radin noted that all those stories about a diamond's rarity is just fake justification for the bloated price. The truth is that De Beers has an abundant supply of gems held off the market to create false scarcity. Now, that's a lot more compelling than just saying De Beers has a monopoly on diamonds. This positions the facts on the ground with a real-life impact on all of us. Now, am I saying that Radin is a poor storyteller? Nope, not at all. My point here is that without facts, her stories would have set up a De Beers versus Radin, he said versus she said scenario. In comparison to Martin Rappaport's old-school spin, she looked like an expert who could go toe-to-toe with the big dogs. Let's all be like her. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.